In America, we get the government we deserve. If you don't like the bums in office, you can vote them out. But are Christians these days exercising their due diligence when it comes to voting? There are so many issues today of importance that are on the ballot in one way or another. Are Christians getting out there and voting their biblical values? Political commentator Craig Huey is the publisher of the conservative Huey Report. He's concerned about Christians not being deceived. His latest book, in fact, is called The Great Deception. Huey says lies, myths, and distortions are destroying our culture. And his previous book was called The Christian Voter. And Craig Huey urges believing voters to take action or lose America. We will lose America. And by the way, the book, The Great Deception, the subtitle is 10 Shocking Dangers and the Blueprint for Rescuing the American Dream. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Craig Huey joins us on the program. Craig, it is so great to have you back on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, Jerry, it's great to be back with you.
Okay, so, you know, a lot of people really do have the feeling these days that, you know, wow, we actually could lose America. I mean, I don't want to be directly political here, but look at the scenario where you have the leading Republican candidate for, you know, for the presidency, and yet the man is facing one lawsuit after another, some of which just seem almost as if it's political persecution. And that's not America. That's Venezuela or something.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, Jerry, this is why I wrote the book, The Great Deception, is because we really have transferred from an age of skepticism to an age of deception. And Christians need to be aware of the dangers that are out there, because this election is unlike any election in American history. You know, our nation was founded based upon Christian values. Our nation was there that over time stood the test of being able to protect individual liberty and able to protect Christians' First Amendment rights, and being able to have an economic engine that was so great it lifted people out of poverty and sent out missionaries and aid worldwide like never before in history. But today, the decline in our freedoms, in our economy, is so great. And the threat of this election, I mean, Jerry, can you imagine 4 more years of what America would look like based upon what we see today? And that should frighten every Christian as they see this war on Christianity coming out of Washington, D.C. And we have an opportunity to turn things around. And so I wrote a blueprint for turning America around. And really, the key to that blueprint are evangelical born-again Christians.
I understand from George Barna, even and other pollsters, even to this late date, there are still lots of Christians, professing Christians, who are not even registered to vote, much less, you know, getting out there and voting their biblical values.
Well, you know what? This is kind of like a denial among pastors and Christians and churches, because every single Christian who is going to church right now, 20 to 30% of the people in their church are not registered to vote in this upcoming election. They've moved. They have changed their name. They let their voter registration lapse. Many young Christians never got registered. Many who look around and they see, Jerry, they see what's going on. It's proven that evangelical Christians will vote 84% conservative. They don't have to be a Republican. They don't have to be an independent. They could be anything, but they're going to vote conservative. And that's kind of like the secret weapon of turning America around. With all these huge numbers of people who aren't registered, and even among those who are registered, in this upcoming election, probably about 30% of those who are registered to vote are not going to vote. And they're going to allow the secular world, they're going to allow the people who are haters of Christians, who are wanting to turn our nation into a socialist, secular state, those are the ones who are going to be able to rule the election because they get out the vote and the Christians stay home and complain.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, I'll tell you what, let's do this. We have literally about 9 minutes left in this discussion, maybe right. even 8 minutes. So how about if you give us, first of all, an overview of the 10 shocking dangers, and then we'll shift into all positive, you know, what's the blueprint? How do we rescue America? But let's start with the, you know, give us an idea. What are these shocking dangers you're talking about?
So I took a look at the dangers that America is facing that you normally wouldn't read about and that aren't going away. Dangers that are here to stay, and every believer in Christ, every conservative American needs to be able to have an answer to these issues. Uncomfortable as it may be, one of the big dangers in America is the march of socialism. And I explain what that is and why it's affecting America. And then I talk about the economic issues and give an understanding of the free market versus what's happening today and where we're headed. And then I get into the area of DEI and different types of ideological doctrines that are corrupting our society.
To summarize those, in some ways you could say that it's a person wouldn't be hired because they were meritorious, they were the best candidate for the job, but because they check different boxes. They're X number race, you know, X race or such and such gender. So you end up with, let's say, a doctor who might operate on you, and maybe that doctor's not necessarily well qualified. That's kind of scary.
It's extremely scary. In fact, right now a study came out of UCLA where how they're teaching the doctors how to be political mobilizers and ideologically driven. So these doctors are not being taught to be great surgeons. They're being taught how to make sure that the hospital and the patients all understand about diversity and equity and inclusion and different issues that are ideologically based. This is something that's coming out of the school system. So I even have a chapter on the school system and what the solution is to turning this around. And probably one of the most controversial chapters is the one that I have on artificial intelligence. Jerry, I just got back from speaking at the National Religious Broadcasters, where there were ministry leaders, there were people involved in Christian films, radio, TV, podcasts, a variety of things, explaining about the mega trend of the decade. So I explain what AI is. I talk about its blessings, but I also talk about its curses. And in the curses to Christians worldwide, I talk about the persecuted church and the issue called deepfakes. And every believer needs to understand the issue of deepfakes because it's going to change this upcoming election. Jerry, there was, for example, a deepfake, a video where even the best software cannot tell if it was true or not, came out with Hillary Clinton basically saying good things about Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, obviously that was false, but people were passing it around. We have another one with Donald Trump hugging Dr. Fauci. That was not true. And Joe Biden, with his own voice, saying, don't vote for me. Now, those have elements that people can't believe, but think of having a deepfake so well done, it destroys someone's credibility and their reputation because it's 90%, 95% I believe it, but there's that poison pill in there. These deep fakes can be done for a few $1,000s. So well done. And this election, you're going to have deep fake video after video after video on the elections. And people won't know the truth from the falsehood. They won't know what is true. I know that close to 2 million Christians has sent out a deep fake video of this young Christian who was on The Voice, and he wasn't supposed to win, and there's all reasons against him, and the judges went crazy, and the audience went crazy. He won the contest, and Christians are rejoicing. They're sending out this video to everybody how great this was, and it was all false. So we have to be careful in understanding the things we're going to get. We no longer can believe that that really is true. We have to know what the trusted source is, and we have to make sure that these things are right. So that's where I say we move from an age of skepticism to an age of deception. And we have to have the ability to have discernment and understand that the enemy is using the technology of today to fool the body of Christ.
Wow, that is amazing. Okay, we have literally 3 minutes left.
Yes.
What are the blueprints for rescuing the American dream?
Well, one of the sad things about the 2020 election was almost every single evangelical pastor didn't even mention there was an election on Election Day. And we've got to get the pastors to speak up, because if they don't, there's going to be Christians who don't vote. We need to get the Christians who are in the churches to mobilize those churches and get people involved and volunteer for campaigns and do things, because the Republican Party is about 15 years behind the Democrats and how to get out the vote. You know, just in the swing states, there were 6,900,000 evangelical Christians who did not vote in 2020. Enough to, if you had just moved 5 or 10% in that, the outcome of the presidential election in 2020 would have been completely different. And these swing states are critical. And any Christian can volunteer for a campaign, be involved in texting, emailing, phoning, door-to-door knocking and being able to get out that vote. And then there's 13 states where there's church ballot harvesting, and that's legal in those states. And if Christians don't do that, the radical left will, and they'll win those states. But if the Christians do that, we can win even in a blue state, a pro-democratic state, because, again, we have the numbers. We just don't exercise our God-given constitutional right to vote.
Wow, that's amazing. By the way, this reminds me of one of my favorite quotes. It comes from Calvin Coolidge, a very much underrated president, but he did a great job back in the 1920s. And he once said this: if good men don't hold office, bad men will. And it's almost like, okay, somebody's going to show up there in the public square. If Christians are going to abdicate their responsibility, you know, and just leave it over to the unbelievers, then we get what we deserve, I guess. CraigHuey.com. Huey is spelled H-U-E-Y. Craig, we actually have 45 seconds for a closing thought from you on Christians and voting.
Every listener can be a mobilizer. They need to understand the issues of this election. I encourage you to get the book, The Great Deception. Get it for your pastor, youth pastor. Get it on Amazon or at my website, CraigHuey.com.
Okay, but what would you say to those who say, well, I just don't like the choices, Orange Man's tweets are mean, and so for 20 seconds.
We now only have two choices. If you sit this out, If the radical left is able to control the next 4 years, your pastor's not going to be able to speak from the pulpit. Radio and TV will be marginalized. The war on Christianity will only escalate.
All right, we're out of time. Okay, thank you, though, so much for being with us. All the best, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.